Today's recording is l'schus in the merit of Hanan Baruch, Noach Mendel, and Moshe Getzel, the sons of Pnina Leah, that they may have a complete healing of mind, body, heart, and soul, and all that they need in all things physical and spiritual. Make your books your companions. Let your bookshelves be your gardens and pleasure grounds. Bask in their beauty. Pluck the fruit that grows therein. Gather their roses, their spices, and their myrrh. And when your soul be satiate and weary, change from garden to garden, and from scene to scene. Then shall thy desire renew itself, and thy soul be rich with manifold delights. So wrote Rabbi Yehuda ibn Tibbon in a letter to his son Reb Shmuel ibn Tibbon, the translator of the Rambam's Guide of the Perplexed. And in his words we sense what has always been for Jews their relationship to their books. They've seen books not only as their refuge in the manifold troubles and distresses that always surrounded them, but even more, we Jews have always seen our books as our best friends. As Reb Hai Gaon already in the 10th century wrote, three possessions should you prize, a field, a friend, and a book, but the book is most reliable than them all. Because only the book is eternal, indeed it transcends time itself. And this passion that we Jews always had with the books earned for us the title, the nickname given to us by the author of the Quran. When we're called in the Quran over 30 times, the people of the book. And this nickname that we got from the Quran stuck with us throughout the centuries, throughout the ages, and we indeed have always been the people of the book, that all other nations were busy building architecture, buildings, paintings, music. The Jews have always, always been best with their books. And the truth is that it's already found in the oldest Kabbalistic work that we have, the Sefer Yetzirah, the Book of Creation, whose author we believe to be Avram Avinu, our patriarch Abraham. The Sefer Yetzirah already writes that the creation of the world was God writing a book. The Sefer Yetzirah begins with three things God created the world with: an author, a book, and a story. The author being, of course, God, the book being the Torah, and the creation of the world being the story written in that book. The very act of creation was likened to the writing of a book, and all of reality is a story that God, who became the author when he created the world, is telling. And indeed, one of the 613 commandments, one of the Tariag mitzvahs, is every single Jew has to write their own Sefer Torah, their own Torah scroll. Now, obviously, most of us don't have the talent, the time, or the ability to do that. And in fact, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Osher, one of the most important Rishonim and medieval scholars, already said that because today those Torah scrolls are just left in the shul, in the ark, and we don't use them to learn, and the purpose of this mitzvah is to actually read the book and to learn Torah through the books, the Rosh rules halachically, and this is how Shulchan Aruch, the Jewish law, rules. We fulfill the 613th mitzvah of writing the Torah scroll. We fulfill that mitzvah by writing books and buying books. By buying books, that's how we write the Torah scroll, so to speak. And therefore, on this very special day of Hey Tevis, of the 5th of Tevis, which is the day that the Lubavitcher Rebbe won the court case in federal court against a person that was stealing the previous Rebbe's books, which the Rebbe saw this stealing of books not just as an affront to his leadership, the leadership of the Lubavitch movement, but an affront to the whole idea of a tzaddik, of the life of a tzaddik, of a righteous person that continues even after they pass away, because the life of a tzaddik is his books. The life of a Jew is our books. That is our lives. And therefore, on this day, the Rebbe said, recommended, that this is the day to renew our romance with books. And all of us should buy books on this day, or at least as close to this day as possible. And that includes buying books for children, even for little babies, Jewish boys and girls. Each one should have their own siddur with their name on it, and a chumash with their name on it, and hopefully other Jewish books with their names on it, even though they can't read them and learn them yet, because they have to grow up being surrounded with the garden of delights, the pleasure grounds filled with roses and fruit that books are. And parents could do few favors to their children as big as a favor of taking them to bookstores, allowing them to get lost amid the stacks of books, that they should get used to a love affair with books that has always been the Jewish people, the people of the book's custom. I know one of the things that I'm most thankful to my mother for is the trips that she always used to take me to the Strand in Manhattan, give me the time to spend hours lost among the stacks. And I think that's how I got actually obsessed with books. But most importantly of it all, as the Rebbe stresses, we have to use the books, learn the books to the extent that they get ripped and worn out. And as the Rebbe says, parents should promise their children that even if the books get worn out and the pages ripped, they'll buy them new ones. Because the greatest honor and respect we could give the books is to use them to the extent that they get worn out. That's the glory of the books. That's what they're there for. To meet in the books our ultimate best friend, Hashem.